So we're gonna be talking about how to get your mind right. Whether you wanna work out, whether you wanna go to work and have a good day, whether you're self-employed and you still wanna attack personal goals that you have, whatever you wanna do. These are the strategies for it. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. This is episode 4, How to Get in Shape. The purpose of this video is to express some tips and tools that I've used to start my day right. We have 4 tips total. And the first tip is to clean up and write your to-do list the night before. I can't stress that enough. Write down everything you want to do the next day, the night before. And you want to make sure your living space is clean. You want to make sure dishes are washed. All of those things, as many decisions that you can avoid making the next day. Do everything you need to do the night before. So you're getting your clothes ready, you have your to-do list to go, and when you go to sleep and wake up, you already know what you wanna do. You don't have to figure out what you need to do. You rest, wake up refreshed, and you can attack your day starting there. Tip number 2, go to bed early, wake up early. A lot of times motivational speakers and influencers talk about getting ahead of the competition. But you can't get early and cut into how much sleep you need. You still need to get a good amount of sleep, especially as a working adult and especially as entrepreneurs, as fitness influencers, educators, whatever you may be. It's important that you get rest so that you're recuperated and can execute the next day. So you go to sleep early and wake up early. If I want to get up at 4 in the morning, I'm not going to bed at midnight still, right? I'm going to cut that down and probably go to bed around 8 or 9. When you wake up early, there's a different mental space that you're in. It's peaceful, it's relaxing, and it gives you an opportunity to take some next steps to prepare yourself for the day. Tip number 3, take your medicine. What I mean by that is the first thing that hits your stomach in the morning should be water, whether it's warm or hot water. I typically avoid ice water because it kind of makes me feel weird, but warm or hot water is the thing that your body really welcomes and thanks you for. Because it does, I guess you say, wake up your organs. You don't have to eat first thing in the morning. You can let your body still rest and continue to be in that fasted state. I don't eat breakfast. I usually wait till dinner time to eat because I try to eat my 1 meal a day as much as possible as long as I'm not fasting. But the first thing that should hit your stomach is warm water. So you take your medicine. A little while after that, 20 to 30 minutes later, go ahead and have some tea, some coffee, something that'll give you a little bit of stimulation. So I have my coffee, typically I have it black because that's just how I like it. I'm a black man, I like black coffee. That's how I drink it. They say, oh my God, this coffee is so strong. I'm strong too, and that's why I drink it. If you do supplements with your meals, one thing I recommend is phosphatidylserine. This is something I just started to take. It is usually blended with Gotu Kola or Ginkgo Biloba. It's usually blended with those things along with ginseng and some other different herbs to help you focus. The reason you want to do this is to get your mind focused first thing in the morning. You don't want to start out chaotic and you don't want to start out in a stressed state. You want to start focused and end focused, right? Getting your day together at the middle of the day is the most chaotic and irritating thing that you can do, to be honest. Because if you don't have it right in the first place, then anything can irritate you, anything can knock you off your square. But if you start out strong, typically you'll stay at that middle point. Tip number 4, pray, meditate, and visualize. So I am a man that prays. First thing in the morning is the best way to start your day. It's the best way to start and continue your day. I start out with prayer, and then I continue my day with prayer. And it might not be the formal prayers all the time, but I still make sure I have some time to acknowledge the Creator that lives inside of me. And I express some gratitude for everything that he continues to give. If you consider yourself to be non-religious or spiritual, another strategy you can use is meditation or just practice stillness. In Taoism, they emphasize stillness. In the Western world, we're always moving, always doing something, always, you know, pursuing something. But it's important to be still as well and focus on yourself. Focus on communicating with your body and getting in tune with your body. And the last thing, visualize. This is very important. In Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, he expresses you having an attitude of achieving whatever goal that you want, whether that's monetary, or you just have some other equivalent of that goal, right? He said at a point, visualize, he talked about having about $10,000. So visualize $10,000. What is that gonna look like in your hand? And that's, it's not necessarily about the money, it's more so about the goal. Your goal was to lose 20 pounds, what would that look like? Your goal was to lose 50 pounds, what would that look like? How do you visualize yourself? And I mean yourself, you're not visualizing yourself as another person. How would you look slimmed down, toned up, getting your skin together? That's something I'm working on. I'm visualizing having clear skin because that's something I've always struggled with. So if that's my goal, I'm gonna visualize what does that look like? Because ultimately the body will reflect the mind and you will have the things that you seek. Thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 4 of How to Get in Shape. Before you do anything, it starts in the mind. In the body, everything else will follow. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the bells, because we have more content coming. And please leave a comment and share this with someone that you think might enjoy this content. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm out of here. Peace.